Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, Greg Lancaster, I'm so excited about being here with you. Oh, my voice is vibrating in my ears. Thank you. Thank you. Joining me is John Paul.
Hello, hello.
Hola.
Hola.
¿Cómo está?
Estoy bien, ¿y tú?
Muy, 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 mucho.
Bueno.
Bueno, bueno. That has to do with bats,
Pat,
don't
Pat
it?
Pat said, don't look
that's
at
a
me.
Bueno, doesn't bueno have to do with bats?
No.
And that's it. Bueno. Bueno is. Bueno.
Bueno.
Okay, bueno. I thought you said bueno.
Good Pat, morning. No comments.
Good morning, Bubba.
Good morning.
Good morning, Bubba.
I'm letting you go there.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's Pat, you know, bat, not Pat stuff. Bat stuff's called bueno. It's called, do you know that?
Bat stuff?
Bat stuff.
Help me out. Wait, it's bueno.
Bueno's what?
So what is bat stuff?
It's the stuff that drops from bats when they're hanging, and it piles up in a cave.
Okay.
It's very toxic. You gotta be careful. It's either you're saying good morning, good day,
or bat stuff.
Bat stuff.
Okay. Learn something every day.
Well, the very fact that, you know, we're Southerners, we have to be real careful because we kind of tend to draw things out. And if you draw that word, it won't come out right.
No, bat stuff.
Bat stuff.
I didn't know there was a special bat stuff.
It's toxic bat stuff, as a matter of fact. They don't have any kitty litter. Anyway, so, wow. Man, I was just listening to the 10th tactic from Alinsky on the VFN TV app, listening to VFN radio, the highlights, and which one day we'll have descriptions on there. I don't know what's
yes.
what happened that, but we're talking. Okay. Yeah. We're getting a thumb up from the producer that we apologize for that, but they will be there. You also can find them on the VFN torch, but God's people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. You can get some knowledge here, VFN TV and Daily Radio Program. You can get some knowledge. I'm going to give a shout-out, first of all, to all of Christian Television Network. We're so glad to have you around the nation and around the world. And God had been speaking to us for some years about you, and that has become a reality. And know this, that this is a network that God is building. Mm-hmm. And he began to speak about it in Israel on the side of Tiberias about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. Mm. And it was so big at that point, I'm thinking, like, because I was actually just trying to dodge darkness at the point. And had, like, jet lag and Jay-Z lag.
Oh, no doubt.
Like, everybody's sleeping. I will go out here from the kibbutz, and I'll be out here in Tiberias and just had that moment. You know?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden... God sends a prophet to me, begins to prophesy to me out there and begins to talk about this day. So know this, that God had this day in mind. If we'll listen to him, and this is what he said. He said, I got some things I want to say to my church. And so we have to do is just be a willing vessel, willing vessel to say, here I am. We got to spend time with God as Jesus demonstrated. We call that abiding with God, abiding with the Lord. And he tells us that moment, what to say, the time to say it. I mean, even when we appear before kings and being falsely accused, and it's amazing. Don't be so quick to buy into someone's arrest and someone's
no
accusation
doubt.
And realize that Joseph was arrested, Jesus was arrested. If David wasn't king, he would have been arrested.
Yeah.
You know, Paul was arrested. Peter was arrested.
List goes on and on.
The list goes on and on and on. And if there was systems like there is today, believe me, Alinsky wouldn't have let up. They would have actually created a huge database and that type of thing. So we're going to be talking about the 11th tactic. And you hear when you hear all these tactics and the whole conversation together, and we're going to make that available to you, to our listeners and our viewers. You can get to it at vfntv.com. So just keep watch over it. It'll be there soon. We're working behind the scenes diligently. To make everything available to you. And it is because of our partners, those who say, you know what? I want to stand up. I mean, stop yelling at your TV. But really, come on. Stop yelling at your TV and quit paying attention to reality and turning your head to something else in entertainment because you just can't take it no more. Why not just stand up? You know, God looks for a man to stand in the gap. He looks for a man to stand in the gap. You can stand up. Listen, here we are. Mm-hmm. Here we are, you know, Nebuchadnezzar's furnace and all, you know, right down there, they're building huge things and, you know, preparation for whatever. And we're saying, you know what, we know who we are. We know who we are in God. We know it's outside of God's mercy and grace. We couldn't even be here. It is truly a network that he's building, but you can stand so simply. You can stand so simply with a gift of $10 a month, just $10 a month. Throw something into the ring. Just throw something in there. I'm watching somebody right now who is on a journey. God is drawing this particular person to himself. And in the context of that, he just thought, you know, I'll just try this thing. And so he or she, you know, begins to just say, you know what? I'm just going to throw... And it's not a tithe, not an offer, just a small offering mm-hmm. towards mm-hmm. God. And I'm going to do it on a regular, I'm going to commit to this offering. And God begins to rock these folks' world. I mean, wow. The whole paradigm shifts. Wow. The whole paradigm shifts. It's like, they're saying things like, we're just being blessed. Mm-hmm. We're just being blessed. It's like, wow, God is showing himself to yeah. them.
Wow.
God is showing. It's, all you have to do is take one step towards God. Because you want to, because you really want to, and he will take two steps towards you. Mm-hmm. And that's amazing. It's totally amazing. I'm watching him do this. And when you can do that, you can stand up for what's right. You can stand up for what's right in the context of this, of saying, you know what? I'll just throw my hat in the ring. I'll throw my hat in the ring. As an individual, I will stand up and I will sponsor. I'll be a financial partner. I will go to VFNTV.com. I will click on partner. And for God and country in that order in Israel, I will stand up with a simple gift of $10 a month. And of course, $25, $50, whatever it is, but just do something.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're going to share with you today, this beast economy is being set up. It is totally being set up. God spoke to me very specifically on August 13th. And I'm going to be sharing that with everybody today. In the context of this next paradigm, while we're talking about these Alinsky tactics, these dark tactics, you know, children, organizers of the day versus organizers of the night, mm-hmm. that's what it boils down to.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but no, despite what happens in the economies of the world, God has a different economy. He has a different economy. And I want to encourage you to join God's economy. And his economy is two things, your heart and obedience.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Your heart and obedience. And wherever your treasure is, that's where your heart is. And statistically, according to George Barna of the Barna Group, 97%, can you get that? 97% of those who profess to be regular church attenders that go at least twice every 2 weeks that they're gathering are robbing from God.
Yeah.
Like, okay, you're not in God's economy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
You're not in God's economy, but you can be in God's economy. And when you say obedience, it's obeying him in these things in view of his sure. mercy and grace. And so I just want to encourage you, you know, put your hat in the ring on this side, because if you wait too late, you're bait.
You're bait.
You're bait in the context of that. And if you won't stand up on this side, there's a very high probability. It's a high probability you won't on the other side. And it's easier now, even though the outcome is pretty predictable outside
mm-hmm.
God moving.
Mm-hmm.
We're also going to be talking about love, got love. And that's so important because we're told by Jesus that the love of most will grow cold.
Mm.
And we had a past generation that people were disgruntled with and they complained about because they said they never told me that they loved me. Mm. But they...
What?
but what they did though, they said, what I've done in my life shows you that I loved you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how I provided for you and I stayed faithful and these different things. And so now it's totally twisted to this generation is they just say they love you.
Mm.
They just say they love you. And because that's what that was the tuning fork for their hearts, what they think love is,
mm-hmm.
they're okay with just hearing the words, I love you.
Mm-hmm.
While the action is,
mm.
you don't love nobody but yourself.
Yeah.
Right.
And so we're going to talk about that because he says, not only will the love of most grow cold, but one of the signs of the last days, men will be lovers of themselves, mm-hmm. lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. And so, and God is love. And without love, no matter what you do, it's useless. And if you don't know love and you can't love, you don't know God because he is love. And so we're going to talk about, you know, what is love? We need to think about what it is again. Because you can look people square in the face and say, you know, I love you, but I know you don't love me. But I hope one day you will. That freaks them out because they want to project to you and say, no, I do love you. Well, no, actually, you say you love me.
Yeah.
But if you love me, you would not treat me that way.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole thing is like, we need to get that. Because if not, we're going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ and say, you know, I love. And he's going, no. You said you loved, but you didn't love.
Mm-hmm.
And love is it's an action,
right?
You know, it's a kinetic thing that happens, and you cannot treat people with hate and say you love them and think that's like a trump card that solves all the venomous fire that Satan set your life on fire with, that you burned everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And normally, since it's lovers of self, the reason why somebody would use that trump card is because they can get something from you.
Sure.
You know, and I just love President, Congress, Senator, so and so. What I was like, what kind of package are they giving you? You know, you don't know them, and so the same thing with ministry and that type
mm-hmm.
of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, wow, how amazing when you hear somebody say, "I love someone just because I love them," and there's nothing passing back and forth other than the love and the compassion they have for each other.
Right,
that's beautiful,
genuine.
Mm-hmm. And the thing is, that's love. And right. So we're going to talk about that. The question is, you know, you heard the commercial, got milk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's got love.
Mm.
It's going to count. It's going to count in the end because we're going to stand before love himself. And he's going to say one simple thing. Did you love? Did you love? Oh, Lord, we did this in your name. And in that we did. We cast out demons. Mm-hmm. And we, you know, we had the Sons of Sceva ministry going on. And we had... Mm-hmm. You know, big choirs, and maybe we wrote music, and we just did all kinds of things for you. And it's like, but did you love? Did you love? And it's like, well, and he goes, away from me, you evildoers. I never knew you.
Mm-hmm.
And so the hardest thing you're going to have to do as time progresses is to keep your love,
mm-hmm.
to watch over your love, to watch over how you're feeling. And it's your heart. And I have another segment coming up soon on VFN Radio called Despising Hearts, because there's so many despising hearts, and they're speaking things like Mikkel, David's wife, did constantly in their heart towards others, and they don't realize that, you know, you are infertile, you know, you're unfruitful because you won't deal with the despising heart. And if you despise in your heart when you stand before the throne of God, you're going to have to answer for that, because that's an unloving heart. And immediately she was cut off because of that.
Mm-hmm.
And it matters what's going on in your heart.
Because
right. Jesus says from your mouth, you know, the overflow of your mouth speaks. And so we're going to be talking about that, because first of all, don't think that God doesn't give folks the ability to hear what's on your heart. Jesus would always say, knowing what's on their heart, he said,
right,
knowing
right.
what's on their heart, he said. And it's amazing how many folks is like, I know what you just said. Do you really know what's on your heart?
Mm-hmm.
Do you really know what's on your heart? Well, you know, let's just talk about this. Talk about what? What? What?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so it'd be a shame for you not to learn that until you got to the throne room of God, because it's too late at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some wild things being taught behind pulpits today. I mean, it's cranking up a notch to the point is that there basically is no sin. And
that's right.
There is, although the old covenant was under the law, you know, this new code, it's a more difficult law today. It's a law written on your heart.
That's right.
And Jesus says, if you've done it in your heart, you've done it.
Mm-hmm.
And crucifying Christ all over again. And if you say you love God, but you don't love your life, I mean, all these things, it's totally different, deeper. Mm-hmm. It's an intimate relationship with God that requires total surrender from us. And he empowers us by what's on the cross to be able to walk this wall. But it's you got to pay attention, because even the very elect could be deceived. And what's come. We'll be right back in just a moment.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
culture, issues, society. This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
We have a law society for undergrad students who are in the legal studies program. Jay, I need to know something regarding a Christian law society, and what will we need to do to go about it, or is there like a national charter?
Well, actually, there is. The Christian Legal Society has student campuses on almost every campus in the country, and I would encourage you to look at that as a possible option, and they've got some great programs and great resources, and I would encourage you to do that. So just go to cls.org, but it's the Christian Legal Society, and they've got great information. It's important to have Christian fellowship groups, and they're allowed to meet just like they can on a college campus, on any other club meeting, or a high school campus. They're allowed to meet, discuss legal issues, and whatever it might be, and the Christian Legal Society would be a good place for you to look at.
Visit us at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
You know, what's so amazing about abiding, it's not that you're just able to hear the voice of the Lord for yourself, but that you're also able to help others hear God's voice. You know, Jesus said that we should not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And it just reminds me of, you know, Maria. Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
she
my goodness.
Hears from God. You know, she learns to abide, and she hears his voice. And guess what? She follows what God says. And it's just it's so amazing to see that not just for yourself, that how you can hear God's voice, but how you can begin to teach others to hear the voice of the Lord, and how they can spend time with God, and how they can abide, and how they can journal down exactly what God is saying to them, about them, and for them.
And she's so beautiful. You know, you can just see her transformation prior to hearing God's voice, you know, years ago, and as she began to hear the Lord's voice, and that's openly today.
Yeah.
And now, you know, Patterson in New Jersey is being blessed. The Bronx, you know, in New York's being blessed. And so many people are being blessed because mm-hmm. she hears God's voice.
That's right. Let me tell you, if you're looking for a simple plan, we have a simple plan for you. It's free. Just go to iabide.org. Request your simple plan today at iabide.org.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Joining me is Pat and John. I want to give a big shout-out to our Blue Angel Hot Tubs and Pool sponsor in the Emerald Coast of Pensacola, Florida, that ships hot tubs around the United States and in the Pensacola-Escambia County region in the Gulf Coast. Listen, there's nothing like being able to kick back and relax, and the cost effectiveness of what they do there compared to others is totally amazing.
Mm.
You won't even create stress when you're actually going to get it.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
But it just said, tell Joyce that we sent you there.
Wow. Listen, we want you to check out ADTS in Pensacola. You need a security system? This is a place to go. They have cameras, monitoring, everything that you'll need to keep your home and your business secure. Many people are concerned today, and listen, they can handle it all for you. They're in Pensacola. Look at the number on your screen, and they also want to let you know that some of their proceeds go to Wounded Warriors, a project that they support.
Oh, wow.
So
yes.
That's pretty awesome.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
Yeah, check them out.
That's awesome. Yeah, well, you know, talking about love, God love, I just want to be able to start with that today, because we're going to get into these other tactics. And you know, what is love? You know, some people just say it. They just say love. I love you. You know, I love you. And it's like, if this is love, I don't know if I want to be loved anymore. You know what I'm saying? If this is love, you know. But yet, at the same time, God says, you know, consider hardship as love. I'm treating you as a son. You know, what father does not discipline his son? So you have the balance of those things, understanding the kindness and the sternness of a loving relationship. But I think about, you know, many people in the world, famous people, always talk about loneliness and being afraid. And it was said by an actress, Anne Hathaway. She was winner of Academy Awards and Best Supporting Actress, supposedly in 2012, in a role called La Miserable. She said this. She confessed, "Loneliness is my least favorite thing about life. The thing that I'm most worried about is just being alone without anybody to care for or someone to care for me." I mean, you think about that. I know TD Jakes said, he says, dear God, if I got to be alone, please, if I got to be lonely.
Yeah.
TD Jakes says, you know, if I've got to be lonely, please let me be alone.
Yeah.
Because right. there's nothing lonelier than to be in a crowd and to be lonely. This is the most disconnected modern world that's ever been, you know, all the way from people living in from the impersonal type cities and the suburbs, and the internet is increasingly replacing face-to-face interaction. The average job lasts 2 years, they say, and people move from state to state and marriage to marriage. No, way back in 2009, the average adult cell phone usage was exchanged about 400 texts a day. And in 2009, that the teenager exchanged 2,272 texts a day.
Wow. Gosh.
There's even a new phobia out now. It's called a nomophobia, which is the fear of being without your phone. Nomophobia, which is a marketer's dream who actually sells phones, right? So a new little abbreviation is going to come up. Do you have nomophobia? Do you know where? Instead of used to be, do you know where your children are? It's like, do you know where your phone is at? No, I don't. Where is my phone at? Just ask Snowden. He knows where it's at. Technology is keeping us connected, but at a serious cost of intimacy. It's amazing how many people just kind of like, yeah, I was just talking to so and so. It's like, oh, well, how are they doing? Well, I don't know. They just sent me a text. It's like, oh, paradigm shift.
Yeah.
The perceived relationship
right.
in the context of that versus having a relationship and you text. It's a different aspect of that. But there's something in the context of that. I got 4,000 friends. Oh, my goodness. Name them. Who are they? I want. Wow, you are amazing. Well, I can't. Let me go to my Facebook and see. Okay. I got Angela, go over the A's and the B's, all the way to Zeus. Okay. And one of the first things God says about his creation, about human beings when he created us, that it's not good for men to be alone. So God created a counterpart for men. But in the sinful world, a plan against instant intimacy is just constantly working so much to the point where Jesus said, that in the last days, one of the signs of the last days, the love of most will grow cold.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you have to put a guard over your heart, a guard over love. And God is love. So putting a guard over love is not a negative thing. You don't just think that's... But then you got to find out what it is. Because, you know, God, Jesus is not your boyfriend.
Mm.
You know, and a lot of people, when they're singing these love songs to Jesus, it's like, if 97% are not really reading God's word in the context of what he's really saying, and at least 81% aren't even picking up their Bible, you're singing a love song about features of a God you never read about. And you're putting him in a category he's not. I mean, he's God.
Mm-hmm.
He's God. He's worthy. I mean, just jump right into the book of Revelation chapter 4. Just jump in there and find out who he is. And And sorry to say, he's not your husband either. You know, he's God. He's more than your husband. He's more than your wife. He's more than your all these different things. He's everything. And but loneliness and disconnectedness is another manifestation of how much sin is marred the world and what's right. going on. So we have to keep a watch over it. And so you got to think about, you know, what is love? Because people have bought in today, as long as somebody tells me they love me, then everything's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And it's like the last generation was criticized for showing their offspring they loved them, but not telling them.
Mm-hmm.
Now this generation satisfied with being told that they're loved with nobody showing them.
Mm.
And if you look back at what God says, is that you don't actually tell somebody you love them. You show somebody you love. God says, if you love me,
that's right.
you show me you love me.
Demonstrate this love.
Yeah, he says that, you know, you say with your lips you love me, but your heart is far from me.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's saying, you know, what's up with this? And so we need to find, let's just delve into today in the limited amount of time we have in this first part on Christian Television Network, and we'll continue on into the rest of the program. You can catch the whole program at VFNTV.com or download the app. You know, what is love? Because Jesus said that the love of most will grow cold. And not only that, that it would be, the reason why it would be because there's great lawlessness. The sin will increase. And then he says, it'll be the same as the days of Noah, which means, okay, it's just going to get worse. Because days of Noah, the only love that was out there was the love for self. That's all that was there.
Mm-hmm.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on their minds, there was just eight.
Mm-hmm.
And then probably seven of those made it in because of Noah.
Yeah, they're related.
Yeah, related. And so it does matter how the head of the household is walking around, by the way.
That's all right.
Ask Noah's family.
Exactly.
They kind of went whack after they came out. Anyway, so the and with that, we're not going to get into the Moabites, but the what is love? It's not what this generation is saying it is. It's not enough to say you love someone.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, ever get all these dating networks and, you know, find love tonight, find the love of your life, call 1-800, expose everything about yourself so the whole world and predators and all can find out who you are, and possibly right. You'll find love. We'll match you tonight. We will match you. I mean, so we have ministers who are going and shopping for wives with this mechanism.
They sure have.
They, you know, and all of a sudden it's like, who you got? Who that is? You know what I'm saying? He says not only does he says listen, no, he says you should not be unequally yoked, first of all.
Right.
And if you're like searching for yokemates.org or .com on the internet, I mean, how are you really going to know them?
Mm-hmm.
He says don't be unequally yoked. But then he says, you know, don't be how can two walk together unless they agree? I mean, then he says, in ministry, you should know who those you minister along with. It's like, you don't know somebody who you're talking with over the internet in the context of you're going to commit your
life,
you know, a contract before throne room of God with. Believe me, I mean, in the context. So we're going to have to finish this up. I tell you,
man,
what, you are something. We're going to be talking about on the other side, and you can catch us, about what is love. And we're going to be talking about 1 Corinthians chapter 13, where he talks about what love is. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It's not proud. It's not rude. It's not self-seeking. It's so important. It's tangible things that we can do to walk out our love for God. And we got to do this because he says, listen, if we don't love each other, then we don't love God.
Don't forget to visit our underwriters, Cordova Lanes in Pensacola, Florida. Wonderful family activity. Take the family bowling at Cordova Lanes.
Pensacola, Florida.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
You know, there's something about when you first get saved that the first thing that most people think about is like, there's nobody like me.
Mm.
And you're very thankful. You're grateful that God has forgiven you, but you're not sharing with anybody because you look at everybody else and you think, well, obviously all these folks are walking on water.
Yeah, right.
I mean, they talk about like these books. They got the books memorized, you know, they got like this book of Malachi and, you know, Matthew and Jonathan, you know, whatever they are. And so, you know, they're just like, oh my goodness. And the greatest thing that we can do for each other is to tell them our story.
That's right.
To let them know, you know, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. People get hope when they find out you needed Jesus too.
That's right.
They get hope when they find out you're a sinner too, saved by grace, that God reached down in the depths of hell and darkness and just great calamity and all your attempts to find yourself. And he introduced his father through himself to you when you got saved.
Mm-hmm.
Sharing your story. Everybody's got a story.
That's right.
And we share a few of them. We share a few of them with you at meetmyfather.org. Well, listen, the whole purpose of Jesus' ministry was to make the Father known. That's our purpose. And our ministry is to make the Father known to you through his son, Jesus Christ. Listen, get to know God through his awesome son, Jesus Christ. Go to meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet my father. Meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet him.
Wow. At VFN Radio, we are looking for greater ways for you to be able to connect anywhere you go. We know that you can listen to VFN Radio on the go through the app, but now we also have the podcast. It's a great way for you to be able to automatically get all the segments totally downloaded to your digital device, no matter where you're at. You can go to VFNTV.com and click podcast, and you'll configure it and set it up so that no matter where you're at, you automatically have all of the highlights automatically downloaded on your digital device. VFNTV.com, click podcast.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Joining me is Pat and John. We're talking about love. We're talking about love. You know, based on these statistics, it was 2,400 a day at that particular time for teenagers that are texting. And that's basically the form of communication that takes place today, is short little, not even whole words. They say when people are applying for jobs, they don't even write out their...
Don't know how to spell.
They don't know how to spell. They just kind of just, you know, spell it out in the kind of text type format in the context of that. But the... pulling up some stuff here in front of me. So what is love? Let's find out what it is. Because, you know, we're going to be held accountable for not doing it. And if we love, then that tells who we are.
Mm-hmm.
Who we are, and you'd be really surprised, because a lot of people think you know love is doing something for Jesus,
mm-hmm.
and the thing is that you can do something for Jesus out of yourself versus doing it because mm-hmm. you love Jesus and love others, and it can look the same on the outside, but the differentiation is when you stand before the throne of God, and to one he says you're a goat, and to the other one he says you're a sheep.
Mm-hmm.
The one he says, well done. The other one says, I never knew you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's not about, you know, and if you haven't yet heard hoodoo, there's a lot of hoodoo going on today. And there's always been a lot of hoodoo going on. But there seems to be just a bigger pile of who and a bigger pile of do.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, where is the love,
mm-hmm.
you know, in the context of that. And love is not just this ushy-gushy verbal thing. Love is an action. You know, love is Dr. Martin Luther King walking down the streets of Selma, arm in arm, and saying, this oppression is not right. It's not constitutional.
That's
it's not legal. And we got to stand up for Rosa Parks and the sanitation workers while we're walking under the leadership of Jesus Christ, not outside the will of God or the will of our founding fathers of this nation. That's love. And so, you know, one form of love. And so what does God's word say love is? And you think about it. That Paul was having to write this to the church of Corinth at the time because, you know, they're like, I need to explain to them what love is, because there was a lot of hoodoo obviously going on there, which means people are thinking they are what they do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what do you do? This is what I do. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's what you do. Oh, that's what you do. They don't ever ask you how you're doing. It's just
right.
What you're doing. And whoever has the biggest pile of doing is the one that gets the biggest kudos, right?
Right.
Because he had the biggest pile of do.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that big edifice made of doing. Okay. And so he says in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, he says, now let me show you the most excellent way. And this is important, because remember, God is love. The love of most will grow cold because of great sin in the last days. It'll be like the days of Noah. So we got to find out what the most excellent way is. And then he begins to break it down. He says, listen, if you speak in tongues of men and of angels, and this is so important because this dumbfounded me. This totally dumbfounded me in regards to the charismatic part of the body of Christ, you know, and being spirit-filled, as how somebody can speak in tongues under the power of the Holy Spirit and then kill you the next moment.
Mm-hmm.
Prophesy under the power of the Holy Spirit and then just you know, eat roasted pastor for dinner over in front of the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Speak openly against a brother or sister in front of the kids, in front of their spouse. And it's like, how could this ought not to be so? And he says, well, this is what's happening right here. He says, if you speak in tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, he says, but if I, this is Paul, if I speak in tongues of men and of angels, and he says, I speak in tongues more than others.
All right.
But he says, I want you to speak when you're with folks in language they can understand. like, don't do that. Read my lips. Don't do that. So he said, if I speak in tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. I mean, imagine that. Gong. I wish we had some sound effects right now. Which means this, that if all of a sudden you have this encounter, this spiritual encounter, and you adequately and appropriately manifest by the power of the Holy Spirit an angelic language that only heaven knows and understands. And it's a powerful thing. But when you walk out of that and you don't have love, it was worthless. Which means everything you build in the flesh, everything you build out of self, you might as well just let it go. Just let it go, because it'll be a stumbling block to you. Because it's useless. Unless you rededicate it and say, God, I want this to be a love letter back to you. I want this to be used for your love. I mean, our whole driving force has always been loving God, loving others, and leading other people to do the same. What's the same? Loving God and loving others is it. There's that. Everything's tied to that. Everything. And then he goes on and says this. He says, and if, this is Paul, if I, and he wrote half of the New Testament. We already heard about, you know, how God began to organize Paul and switched him from the organizer of the darkness to under the organizer of the day. And he says, if I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all the mysteries and all the knowledge, and if I have faith that can move mountains, and you have, I mean, you hear some orators, man, they just crank it out, and they have this deep mystery that they're breaking loose, and they're connecting, you know, precepts and contexts, and they're downloading things, and it's just powerful, and they're not literally, maybe they are, but I haven't, but they're literally walking on things that other people could never walk on. Their faith is so strong in the context of this. It's faith. They have faith in faith now. Mm. As Dr. Rubin said when he was speaking to a crew who was going through this particular challenge. And he says, and if I have gifts of prophecy, and prophecy is, and this you can understand Revelation chapter 2 a bit better, because that a person who calls themselves a prophet says, if I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all the mysteries and the knowledge, and if I have all the faith that can move a mountain, but have not love, I have nothing. I have nothing. I have nothing. And that means nothing. And I have nothing. Think about that. The first thing he says that, but he has not love. I am only a resounding gong and a clanging cymbal. The second thing he says, despite all that, he says, I have nothing. And then he says in verse 3, he says, and if I give all my possessions to the poor and suffered my body to the flames. In other words, I just throw my body. In other words, you have Nebuchadnezzar is building a furnace right there, and you just run and jump in the fire. It's like, you know, hold on a minute. If you stand up for God, they'll throw you in. You don't need to be a masochistic person here. Wow. Just stand up for God. Maybe God doesn't want you to go in, but you go and throw your body in there, hating everybody on the journey, thinking that you're more righteous than anybody else. If I give all my possessions to the poor, well, I don't care how much stuff you're giving to poor folks and the orphan and the needy, this is important, and you surrender, no, you let your body go through suffering, painful suffering, but have not love, he says, I gain nothing. Mm. Which means if you do it in love, you gain something. Mm-hmm. So this is pretty important. But before I go to the next part, it makes me think of what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7. He tells us very specifically about these particular folks. And it is a possibility that you can preach a kingdom that you yourself will not enter into. Mm. Don't listen to folks. I remember when a vision that that Rick Joyner had was very good. I mean, you know, I can't tell you. I mean, you have to talk to him about it. But it so makes sense because he's talking to Paul. And Paul says, I wish people quit focusing on my writing so much and focus on the gospel. So right. They'll skip over what Jesus said here.
Right.
And this is what Jesus says in Matthew chapter 7. He says, not everyone, and he's just talking about false folks who do in ministry. Matter of fact, he says it right here. He says, verse 15, Matthew 7, 15, he says, watch out for false. That's everything. False prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing. Inwardly, they are ferocious wolves. By their fruit, you will recognize them. And he begins to talk about them. He says, every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus, you'll know them by the fruit. You'll recognize them by the fruit. And this is when he goes right in talking about the same thing. Paul didn't just create this. He's talking about the context of what Jesus is saying right here. He says, listen, Jesus is saying this now in verse 21. He says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Which shows all these folks that are saying you don't have to do anything. It's like, no, you have to do everything the Lord tells you to do. But you do it by the empowerment of what God is telling you to do. He says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. This is what he says too. He says, many people will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and in your name drive out demons and perform many miracles? Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers. Let's say that again and see what Paul said. He says, let me show you the most excellent way. In verse 13, chapter 13, verse 1, he says, if I speak in tongues of men and angels, but have not love, I am only a resounding gong and a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom the mysteries and all the knowledge, and if I have faith that can move mountains, but have not love, I gain nothing. And if I give all my possessions to the poor and even throw my body into the flames of a fire, but have not love, I gain nothing. So the question then is, what is love? We need to don't just skip over it, because it's not telling somebody you love them. Because obviously these folks were probably using the word, hey, I love you. Look at the demon that just came out you. You know, look what's going on here. You know, you got a miracle. You know, and it's like they were preaching the kingdom that they themselves were not going to enter into. That's why when you read the book or watch the movie Left Behind, that minister standing there behind that pulpit, believed the message that he wasn't believing, and he was there, and most of his church was gone with a few folks that probably had coffee with him on Thursdays.
Wow.
That bought into his conversation, and they went and got left behind.
He got left.
We're all the same. Mm-hmm. We're all the same. If you look at organizational charts, God's organizational chart is a pancake. It's a flat chart. We answer to God for our life. We have different responsibilities. But you will stand alone. No witnesses, no suspects. That's why it's important for you to listen to what we're talking about. So what is love? And then he goes on to say it. Isn't that refreshing?
Mm-hmm.
He said, the love of most will grow cold. He says, because of great lawlessness. So we have to keep a watch over love. So what is the checklist? What are the things I need to do? And we all need work in this area. I am trying to live up to Pat's standards, but it's real difficult. But right. Oh, you found it. Oh my goodness. Inappropriate usage. Anyway,
that was
it's a gong. That the
deflect.
Deflect. That was a gong. Hey, you did find it. You find a tingling symbol? Anyway. So love is patient. Love is patient. See how patient I am with that wrong sound effect at the wrong time. Patience is this. Patience is enduring long suffering. Long suffering. Delays, discomfort. It's working with folks that just struggle with you. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's just like somebody say, I just want to give up. I want to give up on so and so. And it's like, but love is patient, right?
Very.
I mean, if love wasn't patient, I wouldn't be here.
I know that's right.
I know that's right. Right.
So think about it. So if patience will grow cold, that's what he's saying. So patience will grow cold.
Mm-hmm.
And the people who are not patient are the ones who are going to, Jesus is going to say, I never knew you. Because where there's impatience, there's pride.
Mm-hmm.
There's pride. We got so many more we're going to talk about, but after this break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
You know, John, the content and the topics and subjects that we've been hearing on the VFN TV Daily Live radio program has been encouraging, is it not?
Oh, yes.
Oh, my goodness. I just want to encourage you, the listeners that have been listening, you know, if you've missed anything, I want to encourage you to go on VFNTV.com, and you'll see a torch on the right-hand side. Click on that link, and you'll be able to see all of the highlights. You'll be able to scroll back. You know, you might not have even known about the Daily VFN Radio program until like a week ago. But we have been posting all of the highlights since beforehand, and you can catch all of the highlights since before you've even been listening. Go to VFN TV, V for Vine, VFNTV.com, and then click on the torch on the right-hand side.
Steve, I got great news.
Tell me.
Did you know that there's an app on how to build a fire?
Really?
There's an app. Yes, there's an app, How to Build a Fire. Okay.
All right, I need that one. Tell me about it.
Oh, yes, you do. You definitely need that one.
Yeah.
And guess what? It's free. Don't cost you nothing. I'm going to hook you up. But guess what else there's an app for?
Drying the wood.
Nope. VFN Radio.
Nice.
Doesn't matter if you have an iPhone. Doesn't matter if you have a Droid. VFN Radio has an app for that. All you need to do is go to your app store and search VFN TV. And hit download, and it's VFN Radio on the go. So no matter if you're at home, no matter if you're in the car, you're at the beach, you're at the park, you can stay plugged in, you can be encouraged, and you have so much access to so much more. Download the app now, VFN TV.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Joining me is Pat and John. We're asking the question, you know, got love? You know, what is it? How important is love? Is it more than just telling someone we love them? We're finding out it is so important that if we don't have it, we don't even know it, because God is love.
That's right.
And you can do a lot of religious things. You can preach a kingdom that other people believe and enter into and begin to love, and they go into the kingdom of God and become a sheep, if you would, in the context of that, while you're standing across in the judgment seat and the goat crew.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh my goodness, how did that happen?
What happened here?
What happened? So then the big question is, what is love? And the first thing we're finding out here, it has a list of it, and it lines up exactly what the gospel said with Jesus saying in Matthew chapter 7 there. So love is patient. So if the love of the body grows cold, and one of the signs of the last days, men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, which means, by the way, that's not somebody that's saved, that's somebody who's walking in darkness, that's decided to follow the kingdom of darkness, then we have to watch our love. And so then if somebody's being impatient with you, or they're being impatient with God in the context of themselves and what they're wanting in life, what they're saying is they're their own God.
Mm-hmm.
They're their own, you know, it's about them. And so if somebody says they love you, but they're not patient with you, then that's a verbal, you know, it may be some sort of generational, you know, thing, but it's still not love, because love is patient. And love is kind. Love doesn't bite someone's head off. Love is not, you know, you know, and it's amazing, the spirit across the land. It's like in the church, you're watching spouses just talk to each other just ruthlessly, and kids talk to their parents so ruthlessly. And it's like, you know, we are, if we're love, then we're thinking about the context of that. And I watch the a spouse in the public totally unlove their husband, unlove their wife, where they speak publicly to them in front of the world. And it's like, if you're a Christian, you just if you say you're a Christian, you just said, I don't love this person.
Right.
You just said, you don't love this person. And it's like, so we have to be kind. Love is kind.
Mm-hmm.
So it's patient. In other words, you know, you may have your plan, you know, that you have planned out, but your plan does not trump love. And so you have to always submit your plan to love. And so, which means inconveniences, things happen, and you got to be able to flow with those things that's going on. Love is kind. It does not envy. And I mean, there's a whole culture of envy. There's a whole culture
huge.
Of envy. I mean, it's just a huge culture.
Huge.
Even to the point that there's Christians who profess to be Christians that name their business envy. It's like, say, yes, I named my business adultery. Would you like to come here and buy some of my product? Like, what are you selling?
Yeah.
Are you selling adultery?
Wow.
But the very business name is envy.
Mm.
Christians. And it's like, we've gone so far away from the word of God.
That's wild.
And the ways of God, because love does not envy. So if I walk in, I mean, imagine that your business is called Impatience. you know, I need to swing by quick, 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 quick. I go to Impatience, you know. You know, I got to go to unkind. You know, I got to go to the unloving. And it's like envy. You know, it's just, it's just, it's just simple. It's like we're promoting
sin,
the dark side.
Yeah.
We're promoting the end time self love, lovers of self, love of the body growing cold, but we're promoting envy. And envy has to do with idolatry and what we want. And it's just the most, I mean, it's amazing, the big long lines of envy to get the next electronic device that's going on. And it's just this envy. Oh, they got a 2.0 and only have a 1.0. Mm. And it's just crazy. But it's based on a culture of envy. So love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It doesn't say it has some envy. It doesn't envy. It's okay. Mm-hmm. I learned to be content. No matter where I have or don't have, I know that God has allowed me to have this. And so I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
And look at this. And love, it does not boast. It doesn't boast. I mean, think about that. It just doesn't boast. Look at my job. Look at my stuff. Look at my things.
Look at me.
I look at me. I want this magazine to come take pictures of my house, or I want people to see me in my car. Mm-hmm. I want people to see me in my stuff and my, and you wearing things for intentional drawing attention to yourself,
right?
So that it's boasting. I mean, boasting can happen without a word.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why would anybody want to bring, cameras into their home to show the whole world, on Discovery Channel? It's like a boasting type thing, mm-hmm, of what's going on. Or boasting over the building that, you choose to gather in as the church.
Right.
Does
that happen?
Yeah. It's just.
Oh.
And it's a love doesn't boast.
Mm-hmm.
So if it doesn't boast, then no matter where you gather, whatever it's in, then you see everybody the same. You have no different feelings heart about somebody who meets and a less gathered, orchestrated, color-coded, fuchsia red, building than your color-matching airport tags, left-wing type. It's not left-wing politically, but just...
Left-wing.
Yeah. And it doesn't boast. It just doesn't boast. And it's like, we got a long ways to go. I'm at the church right today. So how can America make this turn? Well, love is how we're going to make it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's not proud. It's not proud. Love is not proud. It's not. It's not. There's no pride in love.
Mm-hmm.
And you think about it. In the last days, men will be lovers of themselves rather than lovers of God. And so it's all about I. And so many people are loving other folks the way they want to be loved. That what they're doing is they're loving themselves and hoping you're going to return. You're going to love them back.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to talk what I would call the terminology of that. But it's like, hey, you don't even need me in that.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need me in that. And so, mm-hmm, in the context of it, it's like, what? This has nothing to do with you. It has nothing to do with me. It has to do with God, love himself.
Mm-hmm.
So love is not proud. I mean, when we understand these things, the church can get along, and we can get along with other folks, mm-hmm, who are not even walking with God, as long as they're not trying to destroy God's people. And then he says this, because we want to know what love is, because it's in the last days that love of most will grow cold. What does that mean? Patience will grow cold. Kindness will grow cold. Envy will increase. Boasting will increase. Pride will increase. And then it goes on and says, it's not rude. Love is not rude. And that's so important.
Mm.
I mean, you want to stand out today. Just don't be rude. Love somebody.
Yeah, hello.
I had this epiphany. Because I always want to let people know that they've done well or whatever, because give positive feedback. I'm that person that fills the card out at the restaurant or whatever. And the sad thing about it is very few people take the time to say kind things or whatever, but they will say some rude things.
In a minute.
And I was being held back from talking positively about maybe 20, 30 folks because of one particular person that was just all outright rude. And I knew that if I started talking about the 20 or 30 folks in this organization who did such an outstanding job,
mm-hmm,
it would manifest that this surface, this other particular person, that truth would have to be spoken over. So then you would say, I would speak the truth in love in this situation, but not in the point of being rude to the particular person. But, mm-hmm, the other 20 or 30 folks are missing out on all the love in the context of what's going on. And it's like, I'm just determined. It's like, I'm going to get to the folks that are truly walking in love and they're doing their job with excellence. If I can get to them and thank them, I want to thank them.
Mm.
And there's so many people that are doing such wonderful things in the in all the different businesses around America and around where the studios are at, and just the VFN Dream Center. And we want to let you know, you know, and we just thank you. And a lot of them are sponsors and partners and all that. We appreciate that. But, you know, some are not yet, but they very well might be in the future. But love is not rude. It's not self-seeking. I mean, think about it. It doesn't say, what's in it for me?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to love this country, to love America, is to say, you know what? We got to make some tough decisions. And I might not be able to benefit out of any kind of stimulus packages. I might not be able to benefit out of particular funding this way or funding that way. And we may have to go through a time of suffering. But if we truly love our children and our grandchildren, we will not burden them with this debt. We will not create this huge trillions and trillions of dollars worth of debt. And then all of a sudden, you know, we're gone. Mm-hmm. And they're having to pay off. They're in bondage now. Future generations in bondage, paying off what we refuse to do, which is to love them to the point where we wouldn't be self-seeking.
Mm-hmm.
That we would live our lives in a way that allowed the next generation to survive and have the same freedoms that we had in our lifetime. But love is not self-seeking. Which is, you know, a paradigm that we talk about in the comparison of an apostolic center. We talk about It's like we have a real big issue with ourself, you know. And the most, if you really want to get a lot of folks following you in the context Americans, you just got to talk about self-help and about self-promotion and self-increase and self.
Those are the books that sell, right?
They sell. But you just got to do it. If somebody loves you, they tell you the truth in love in the context of that. But, you know, what is love? He said this. So then as the day gets closer, people will be more worried about themselves, self-preservation, you know, making sure that they're all right and their family's okay or whatever. And it's not easily angered. Love is not easily angered. It doesn't say it's not angered. Mm-hmm. It's just not easily angered. Right. You don't walk around, you know, with a frown all the time. And but some people, they call themselves a Christian, they walk around, they just like, their face is so long they could eat like oats from a tailpipe. I mean, just imagine trying to eat the oats from a tailpipe. Mm-hmm. It's like, what? Your face is angry. Do you see in your face? And they put a mirror in front of their face and they smile at themselves. They smile at themselves. It's like, hey, you know, your face was not filled with love until you looked at yourself. Why? Because they're lovers of themselves rather than lovers. It's time for us to understand that what he told us, that the love of most will grow cold. And we want to be able to move in love. We want God to say, I knew you. We want to be fruitful. We want to guard love. We're going to continue this conversation in the extra hour. Catch us on the other side.
If you want to support VFN Radio, continue to support our underwriters. Visit Glenn Parker at Allen Automotive in Car City, Pensacola.
Well, we're coming to the end of the first hour. We had such a wonderful time. Don't forget to catch us in the extra hour beginning in just a moment. For those that are leaving us, you can catch us at VFNTV.com or catch the second half, the extra hour, on your mobile device, your iPhone, your Android, and all those wonderful places at VFNTV.com. You're listening to VFN Radio. For those who are sticking with us, we'll see you on the other side.
Goodness. John, have you been listening to the daily VFN radio program?
You know I have.
Oh, man. Such good content. Hey, are you on Facebook?
Of course.
Wow. You've got to check out the VFN TV page on Facebook.com. And if you haven't, you check it out. You can go on Facebook.com/VFN TV. You know, when you're listening to the radio program and you're listening to a segment that's just, you know, speaking to you, and you know that, you know, there's friends that's really going to encourage them, you can click share. And those friends who are all your friends who you're connected with on Facebook, they'll immediately get what you share.
Wow, that's awesome. It's a great way to continue to spread the word, huh?
Absolutely. Yeah. Check it out. facebook.com/VFNTV.